Free Presbyterian Church in England and Wales, we present Let the Bible Speak. Once again, it's time to Let the Bible Speak, and I invite you to stay tuned as we bring the gospel in message and song. I'm Leslie Curran saying hello and welcome once again to the program. If you're listening in for the first time to Let the Bible Speak, then a very warm word of welcome to you. Do stay tuned as the Reverend Kenneth Elliott lets the Bible speak from Isaiah 53 and verse 6. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. And that's after these words in song.
To the day. He has guided my footsteps in the truth of his word. By his love he has shown me the way. I have come from the darkness to the light, to the light of redemption from sin. Oh, my soul will rejoice in his mercy. And the shadows of doubt are cast aside. With the radiance of sunshine, he has entered my heart, where his spirit of love abides. I have come from the darkness to the light, to the light of redemption from sin.
Dr. Harry Ironside, a very famous pastor in years gone by, was once asked what his favorite verse was. He said he liked Isaiah 53 verse 6. He said whenever he was a young boy in an open-air meeting with the Salvation Army, the captain came to him and said, "Henry," he said, "take 5 minutes on Isaiah chapter 53 verse 6. And Harry said, 20 minutes later, I felt this tap on my shoulder, and the captain whispered in my ear. He said, "Henry, we ought to have been back in the hall 15 minutes ago. Finish it some other time." And Ironside said, "That was 50 years ago, and I still haven't finished it. I'm still preaching the truth of that verse." We want for a few minutes today to look at that verse, and this is what the words say. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. Notice first of all from these words, the perverseness of the sinner. We can see that in different ways. We see his willfulness here, because we are learning that this condition was deliberate. We are told, all we like sheep have gone astray, we have turned every one to his own way. The Bible says that God hath made man upright, but he hath sought out many inventions, and he has rejected divine guidance and divine light. Again, we learn not only of the willfulness, but the diverseness. He has gone his own way. Now, all of us are sinners without exceptions, but we learn that some people's sins are more pronounced in some areas than others. For instance, some people might be given very much to alcoholic addiction. Others may not be troubled that way at all, but they have a volatile temper. Other people may neither drink or have a very hot temper, but they may have a foul mouth. So there are so many different ways in which the perverseness of the sinner can manifest itself. And then we see something else of this perverseness. It's inclusive. In other words, nobody is excepted from this. We are learning in these words, all we like sheep have gone astray. Every one of us. There are no exceptions. And we learn that the Bible says that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. There is not a just man upon the earth that doeth good and sinneth not. And then notice how helpless he is, because we are told here, all we like sheep have gone astray, lost. This doesn't do much for our vanity, does it, whenever we learn that we're just described here as the brute beast, the sheep, the perverseness of the sinner. But notice secondly in these words, the provision of the Lord. All we like sheep have gone astray, we have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. Notice first of all about this provision of the Lord, its source. It comes from the Lord. It's the Lord who has taken the initiative here. When Adam and Eve sinned in the Garden of Eden, God took the initiative to provide a covering for them. It was God who took the initiative, as we look at the Old Testament animal sacrifices, as he prescribed those for them in order that he might be approached. God took the initiative with them in that way. It was God who took the initiative in sending the Lord Jesus Christ into this world to live and to die on the cross at Calvary, to shed his precious blood, to make atonement for the sinner. It's God who takes the initiative in bringing the gospel out to men and women in this lost world of ours. It's not so much that man is seeking after God, but God is seeking after man. And then notice not only the source of the provision, but the subject of it. The Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. The him here is none other than the Lord Jesus Christ. To him give all the prophets witness, that through his name whosoever believeth in him shall receive remission of sins. Neither is there salvation in any other, the apostle says, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Oh, what provision! The source of it, the subject of it, but we must think of the suffering of it. That word led is very significant. It means that God, as the margin of our Bibles tell us, that God has made to meet upon him the iniquity of us all. And in the original, that word led has been translated by other words, such as fall upon. It means weight, it means force. And God has dealt with Christ in a forceful way when he made his soul an offering for sin. Oh, the suffering as the Lord Jesus Christ was impaled on the cross at Calvary. What suffering when he cried, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? None of the ransomed ever knew how deep were the waters crossed, or how dark was the night that the Lord passed through ere he found the sheep that was lost. What provision! But notice something else. Notice not only the perverseness of the sinner and the provision of the Lord, but notice the possession of salvation. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. Salvation has been provided. But how does it become ours? Well, first of all, we must acknowledge our need of it. We are guilty sinners. We are under the wrath and condemnation of the Lord. We are bound for hell. But we need to acknowledge also that God has a remedy for us. Got to recognize that. Got to acknowledge it. And then secondly, we must admit our sin. The Bible tells us that if we seek to cover our sins, we shall not prosper. But if we confess them and turn away from them, we'll find God to be merciful to us. We must confess our sins. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. There must be acknowledgement, there must be admission, and then there must be acceptance of this great provision. There must be taking Christ by faith as our Savior. There must be a casting of ourselves upon him. There must be a resting of ourselves upon him. This is what saving faith is. And I wonder, as you listen to these words, are you prepared today to say, yes, I see that my way is perverse before the Lord. I am a wicked sinner. I see that God has provided salvation for me. And now I'm prepared to partake of that great salvation by turning away from my sins and placing my faith and my trust in the Lord Jesus as my Saviour. Are you? If you do, then you'll become a child of God and you'll experience and be a partaker of this great salvation.
Would you be free from the burden of sin that's barring the blood, barring the blood? Would you or evil a victory win, that wonderful power in the blood? There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood. Jesus, your King, there's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you live daily His praises to sing? There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood. In the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church in London. If we can be a further spiritual help, then I invite you to write to our minister here in London, the Reverend Gordon Ferguson, at 29 Cheltenham Road, Leyton, E10 6EU. The Reverend Gordon Ferguson, 29 Cheltenham Road, Leyton, E10 6EU. If you wish to contact him by telephone, please use our answer phone service on 0181 539 1706. 0181 539 1706. And he'll also be glad to give you details of the Sunday services. Thank you for listening, and may the Lord richly bless you. I trust you'll join us each day, Monday to Friday, at this same time, when we turn to the Scriptures and let the Bible speak.